Reining in light, assess. It is time for an honest self-assessment. We discussed change, and the main takeaway was to consider discarding all that we're not rather than completely dropping all that we are and all that we've become. An assessment is necessary to gain and to restore balance in our life, to gain and restore stability. As we assess ourselves, we look at our work-life balance, our overall fulfillment, our well-being, and our contentment. We're reminded here that happiness is not a destination and that peace has to first live within. As we assess ourselves, why not consider ways that we can simplify our lives? Know that simplifying our lives isn't always about the things or the people. Sometimes to simplify is to consider all that may be going on inside of ourselves and dealing effectively with anything that is hazardous, anything that is in conflict to our overall health. Proper self-care is a pivotal moment that needs to be assessed. Our spirit is in need of an assessment, so we don't give up, we don't give in. And just like riding a bike, so is life. For balance, we just keep moving. Of all the things that we want in this life, stability and balance is at the top of the list. At least we're learning that they are now. As we continue our travels, we might stop and take a look back. We might attempt to take a look forward. And we might even stand still and ask questions of how to navigate through our presence. Assess. We're reminded of earlier episodes, and specifically the one when we discussed the joy of the child playing on the seesaw or the teeter-totter, trying to go up and down and without much regard for the need for balance, except when needing a rest. Teeter-totters are ancient toys and go back to the Greek times. Greeks believed that the gods maintained the balance of nature and including natural causes, while we humans assisted the gods through prayer, sacrifices, and rituals. Greeks believed that supreme character and a well mind and through balance leads to other high qualities and ones that we are developing as we grow. The ability to control our tempers, that's the highs and lows, applying moderation to all things, exercising self-control, and harmony, all found in balancing ourselves. And this, again, is the key to our overall health. Greek core values include sincerity and cautiousness, and pride follows. There are others that could be highlighted, but we'll stick to a few as we move into the present. As the saying goes, times have changed, and this may always be true. Core values don't have to change. We can borrow from the Greeks and from others when we talk about finding, discovering, and creating a balanced peace within ourselves. It may be necessary to borrow from all of these civilizations. We are supposed to learn from our past, and if we recall the episode of Connected, we know that we are all connected. There's beauty in this connection if we use the lessons and messages to create a better life for ourselves and one through reason, which encompasses hospitality. This is our service to others, to the world, and to the universe. If we are focused on our own balance and stability through assessing ourselves continuously, we will begin to see and hope for the same for others. being balanced, being stable is an even distribution of weight, and to keep us upright, to keep us steady, to keep us proportionate, equal, correct, positioned, and stable. An assessment is concerned with balance, is concerned with equilibrium, or the opposite influences of anything. Without too much strain, we can think about each episode of Reigning in Light thus far and note all that we've gained. We can note all that we've grown through and experienced to get to this one. Know that there isn't a specific order of the episodes. It's just how they come up, and just like life, we can put our best foot forward and attempt to master control of internal forces. And knowing that external forces are usually beyond our control. All the while, we do not give up during this assessment or on this assessment of us seeking balance and stability. And even through the suffering and even through the trauma, when balance and stability seem nowhere to be found, we must somehow create it. And by being reasonable and first with ourselves, this is simply knowing and understanding what we're working with, and namely our resources, both internal and external. We must be reasonable in a world that is sometimes without reason. By having a support system, recall the episode about Army. By being okay with the word no, this is both hearing and saying it. By having a daily schedule that includes time for activities and time for rest. Lastly, we create, restore balance and stability for ourselves by focusing on the moment and not the day, which may be more than we have to give, remembering here to be reasonable with ourselves. We want to practice things that help us to feel balanced and stable and to continuously restore it. Assessing is about managing our stress. Our mental health is the focal point, and for this, we have to practice mindfulness throughout our day and for all of our days. Mindfulness is being aware of our own body and its surroundings in the moment. It's time to restore. As we become mindful of our breathing in this moment, think about all that we need and all that we no longer need. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Ups and downs are a natural part of life. As we breathe, vision going up with each breath in, and then down with each breath out. At this time, we are in control of finding our balance within our mind, our body, and our spirit. Our breathing is our body's defense mechanism against instability. Deep breaths in. Slow breaths out. Our breathing is our assessment of ourselves, and because we know that we have been pulled in opposite directions at times. We're breathing because we felt as though we've been stretched too thin at times. We're breathing at our own pace and one that is most comfortable for us because we've experienced chaos and what it feels to be like on that teeter-totter. And what may seem to be like a never-ending roller coaster. Deep breaths in. Slow breaths out. Assessment. Assess. Through homeostasis, that word pops up. And because even when centered by chaos, naturally our body tries to maintain stability, at least internally, and to survive. Throughout the day, our body shifts and seemingly takes shifts by rising and falling to regulate itself. Consider our blood sugar and our pressure levels. Consider when it's hot outside and how we sweat for a release. Our body is constantly assessing itself. This moment of mindfulness is our reminder that our body, our mind, and our spirit are one miracle. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. They're continuously working as one to support us. Continue to breathe throughout our journey. Accept and assess with Reigning in Light.